everything that rocks.
Thank God that I'm alive. Woo! I've been popping all my life. Woo!
Settle down. It's Monday.
God, I love Little John so much.
Amazing.
Anyway, good morning. 7:39, Brock, Hunter.
Little John, the club has been closed since Saturday night.
Woo! No, the club's never closed with Little John.
Put the gas can down on booze, man. We need to... Got work to do.
Work to do, man. Anyway, it is time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring? You want to start a new career? Not just a job, a career with a place that wants to grow with you. Great starting pay, awesome benefits. Look no further than special-lite.com. Start that career right here at Specialite in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, I don't know why this is funny to me. I love it, but the person you dislike the most wins a $10,000 shopping spree. Damn it. But good news, you get to pick to what store the $10,000 shopping spree is at. What store would you pick?
The worst. Oh, there's so many stores. Dude, I don't know. Let's just go through the mall in any store that basically my wife wants to spend like an hour and a half in.
Just do that? Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just.
Yeah.
I don't want to call specific stores out. But I'm going to call a specific store out. She loves Lululemon, dude. And I walk into that store, and I'm just like, I see one price tag, and I'm like,
but dude, $10,000, you're going to get two sets of yoga pants. It's insane how much those are. Yeah.
What? That's not that much material. Is that gold? Is it stretchy gold? Is it platinum? No. Why is it that much money? My God.
So the person you hate the most, dislike the most, you're going to give them $10,000 to Lululemon. But here's
it's not a good one, because if it's a girl, she's going to love it.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's not a... Is that who you dislike the most is a chick? Got it. Hate that lady. Karen. That's not terrible. You know, I'll say, like, yeah, that would, for me, I'd be like, I don't know what to do. I guess I'm buying Kiki $10,000 worth of Lululemon. I would do Blockbuster.
Blockbuster? Like what do you mean Blockbuster? Like the video store?
Yeah, good luck cashing that one in, buddy boy. There's $10,000 to Blockbuster.
That doesn't exist. Is that what you
mean? Yeah.
Oh, you bastard. Okay, now $10,000 and 95 would be a difference.
No, dude. Not even then, because even then, your late fees, you'd whip through that $10,000 in no time.
Just pay off his late fees with the 10 G's.
Yeah, and I'd still owe ridiculous late fees. You didn't return Broken Arrow in time. That's $56. You know what? I'm keeping the movie. That's fine.
Brock would take his 10 G's and go right through that suede curtain.
Actually, maybe because there's still that one open in Oregon, isn't there? So I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
Still have the back room? Okay.
$10,000 in the back, behind the red curtain, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Say 18 and above. Oh.
That or I'd give him a $10,000 shopping spree to like Shoe Carnival or something like that.
Shoe Carnival?
Yeah.
See, I don't know. That wouldn't be bad either for me.
I don't need that many shoes, though, you know?
That's true.
Like at a point, you'd be like, God, there's just ridiculous. I have so many shoes.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of like the worst place that like as a kid, I love the cake, but I don't know if you know about this, but Bill Knapp's used to be in Benton Harbor.
Yeah.
My grandma would always take us to go there for birthdays and whatnot. And it was just like a doll. I mean, it was nice for older people, but the walls were just kind of plain. Like as a kid, there's no real entertainment, value into it. But I don't know. I'm just trying to think of miserable places as a kid you'd go to. Be like,
Also think about like something that's not useful, like $10,000 to the American Doll. The American Doll store, right? Like that.
Like the Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. $10,000 to Build-A-Bear. Like, well, I have now 300 bears that I built. And that's a lot of work, too.
They're pretty expensive, aren't they?
Oh, I don't know. I have never bought one.
$10,000 to where?
$10,000 to... Yeah,
You could make something out of anything, really.
Yeah.
Maybe like a fabric store or something. I don't know.
Joanne's Fabrics?
I mean, it's a great store. Man, my mom has made me so many great things from that store. I'm telling you. But if you gave me $10,000 to walk to that store, I don't know what.
That's why it's the person you dislike the most. So think about it. I don't know. Let's take a quick break.
Make yourself a blanket.
Right there. It's going to be a huge-ass blanket, $10,000. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. The person you dislike the most wins a $10,000 shopping spree. But you get to pick at what store the shopping spree is in. What store would you pick? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around. Rock. All right. Good morning. 7:50, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. The person you dislike the most wins a $10,000 shopping spree. Damn it. But good news, you get to pick at what store. Oh. What store would you pick?
I think I got a better one. I'm going to change my answer here real quick.
Okay.
And this is for the person I dislike the most that's a guy. Go to the candle store.
Oh, do a Yankee candle store? That's a good answer.
Candles are nice, but dude, $10,000. I mean, you don't need $10,000 worth of candles. Well, even though it'd probably only be like five Yankee candles.
Yeah, that's five Yankee candles, so you're not gonna get too far with that. So, yeah. God, those candles are so expensive. Yankee.
Why? It's wax and a wick.
Well, it's amazing. But it smells like morning dew, Hunter. It's worth
another thing that I'm $50. Like, is it made of gold?
Yeah. Come on now. Can I have sex with it? No. Well, you could. I guess that'd just be very painful. Coho Bob sent me a message. He said, if the person was a vegan, $10,000 to State Street Meats. There you go. $10,000 to meat place.
Enjoy.
We got some great answers on Facebook. The person you dislike the most wins a $10,000 shopping spree, but you get to pick at what store. Jared said Kmart. Good luck finding one. Yeah.
Good luck. How about a Stephen Berry's? That used to be.
Yeah, there you go. Tamara said the Dollar Tree. I don't know if this is because I'm a cheap ass, but I would love to have $10,000 to the Dollar Tree. It would be amazing.
Dollar Tree. See, that's an interesting question because there's a lot of stuff there that's useful, you know, for both sexes, and a lot of people could use. But anytime I go through the Dollar Tree, I find myself only with like two items in my hand. I'm like, this is all I really
Man, I told you, I got to show you the ways of the Dollar Tree, which, by the way, really upsets me that it's $1.25 now. Dude, that's a 25% increase, and no one is talking about it. Yeah. Yep.
A dollar and some change.
And well, think about if any other place jumped their price 25%. Dude, that's crazy.
I mean, dude, think about the profit.
Yeah. Well, every time Kiki and I go there now, I'm like, look at this. That's it. That was an extra, like if you buy 20 items. What is that? That's an extra. Well, I shouldn't have done this. So I should have done.
It's embarrassing.
25.
Basically, you're spending a lot more money than you used.
Extra
to.
$5 right there. That's insane.
You know?
Yeah. No. So
here's the thing. I spend too much time at the Dollar Tree anyway. So anything that's going to keep you. Your house smells like the Dollar Tree, bro.
It's amazing. It smells like great deals for $1.25.
Anytime I need a birthday, you know, decoration or anything, I'm coming right to you.
Yeah, I got it because I got it cheap at the Dollar Tree along with cards and games. Cards and let's see. Mark said the Vatican gift shop. I mean, I don't know if they have a lot of stuff there, but.
Never been.
Never been. Yeah, really good knickknacks there at the Vatican gift shop. Gathright said the fart store. What is that, Gathright? Come on now. Come on.
The fart store.
The fart store. Let's see. Wynette said Goodwill. I don't know. I guess, again, if it's the person you're, if there's some like hoity-toity person that doesn't like wearing, like for me, $10,000 at Goodwill, oh, I'm having a heyday.
$10,000, you can buy the store.
Yeah.
For 10 G's. So that's a tough question because Goodwill's hit or miss.
Yeah.
You'll go there sometimes, you'll find that gem. Be like, why has nobody bought this? This is amazing. I'm so glad I came into the store at this time. But there's other times you walk in there and you're like, my God, I've been at better garage sales.
Yeah. You know? See, there's certain ones that would work for, and again, I know we're talking about the person you dislike the most. I like Jen's answer because I think anyone would be upset with this. She said a paper company. $10,000 in paper. I don't know, though. Maybe paper. Nowadays.
You know? What would you do with it all? I mean,
that's a $10,000. What is a ream of paper cost nowadays? Anybody know? No, it's pretty expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, can't be cheap. Everything's expensive. What are you talking about? What's still cheap?
Let's see. Your mom. She's still.
Jesus, dude. Yeah, the jokes run itself thin. Just saying.
You know I love your mom. Let's see.
Choke you out one of these days.
Jen said Lion's Den because they can go F themselves. That's pretty funny. I like that. Arthur said Blockbuster. See, that's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Blockbuster. I like the Lion's Den would be a good answer, honestly. A lot of interesting things in there.
Yeah. Well, $10,000. I mean, if you send some prude there, they're not going to have a good time, right? You know? Like, well, I don't know what to get.
Well, I love the Lion's Den.
Why?
It's a great store.
Oh, I do too. Fantastic.
But just any adult store in general, I'm saying, do you feel awkward going through it or no?
That's what I was just going to bring up. No, because everyone working there, I mean, like, they get it. They know why you're there. We all know why we're there. Right. It's like going to a dispensary, all right? You don't need to feel like, oh, should I be? Everyone's there for the same reason.
I'm not here for weed, man.
Yeah, yeah. I swear. No, it's fine. It's okay. That's the whole reason. So when you go to an adult store, a novelty store, something like that, I'm never embarrassed because, look, we're all there. We're all trying to accomplish the same goal.
Well, here's another thing. Brock tries out all the products.
I make a lot of eye contact. I ask a lot of questions. I will say, though, what is interesting is why don't they have self-checkout now at a lot of these stores? You know what I mean?
You think it makes sense, but I think they like the awkwardness. They like to, you know, so it's going to be a good night, huh?
Yeah, you're going to have some fun with this. What I really like is when they're like, oh, I love this. I used this the other week. And you're like, okay, well, at least it's tried and true. I know they're using it, so that's good. That's good. Those truck stop novelty stores. All right, let's take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around.